Chapter 15. Styles had very quickly come to the conclusion that there was probably nothing on earth quite like a Hale family barbecue, especially one where everyone was in on the family's little furry eccentricities. Apparently getting the okay from the adults that it was all right to shift in front of the new humans was all the younger members of the clan felt was needed in order to let loose. Wolf cubs that had been little five-year-olds in sundresses and swim shorts only minutes before were now running around on all fours, nipping at Styles' heels as he tried to carry a tray full of pies out from the Hale House kitchen to the temporary picnic tables. "Emma, I know that's you. You still have a Hello Kitty barrette in your hair. Fur. You know what I mean. Which, by the way, I still find very odd for a werewolf to be showing their allegiance to and wearing the mascot of those of the feline persuasion. But whatever. The point is, you need to quit trying to trip me up if you actually want to be able to eat any of this world-renowned Stilinski family pie, or just be covered with it," Styles said to the latest one of Derek's pint-sized cousins to decide he was essentially a fun new toy to play with. The little blonde wolf cub shrunk back and whined. "Oh, stop the wounded little wolf act. I'll play with you later. But the fact of the matter is that I do not possess any of your Hale family wolf-related reflexes, so if any of these pies go down, they are going down. And my dad and I spent like an entire day and a half baking them, so that is not going to happen if I can help it." Emma cocked her head and then padded off to the impromptu dressing room made of old bedsheets set up in deference for the sensibilities of the human guests at the barbecue, who, well, for the most part, were fairly comfortable with wolves running around and choosing to have their steaks cooked beyond rare, were not quite as easy with the rampant, unself-conscious nudity. Styles was totally all right with Derek being naked as much as possible. More than all right, really. But in private, and not in front of others. Especially his dad. And neither Styles nor his dad were honestly all that comfortable with the idea of seeing every member of the Hale clan in the buff while they were trying to eat their corn on the cob. Emma emerged from the changing area a few moments later, now wearing a Hello Kitty sundress to match her barrette, and walked back over to where Styles was setting all of the pies out onto one of the tables. She crawled up onto the bench to get a better view and tugged at Styles' t-shirt. "What's in the pies? Are you looking for the ones with rabbits in it, little Miss Hello Wolfie?" asked Styles, placing the last pie on the table. "You put sweet stuff. You don't put rabbits into pies," Emma replied, sounding very affronted. "Mama cooks them in sauce in the oven, or Daddy rips them apart when we're in the woods so they're easier for me to eat." "That's very considerate of Peter. Your dad, I mean." "My daddy's wonderful. He knows what's supposed to go in pies." Styles decided that getting into an argument with a five-year-old over what constituted proper pie filling probably wasn't the best idea in any situation, even if said five-year-old didn't have particularly vicious canines at their disposal, and that it was for the best just to try and move on. "So you still want to know what's in these pies then?" Emma looked at him like she was debating whether or not she needed to put Styles in his place more, so he plowed onwards in the hope that food would distract her. Honestly, it worked with every other single member of the family so far, so he thought the odds were pretty good. "So, this pie is a summer berry pie, with blackberry, strawberry, and raspberry. This one is peach and raspberry. This one is peaches and cream. The one with the lattice crust is sour cherry. This is banana cream pie, and this one is strawberry rhubarb," Styles said, pointing to each of the pies with a dramatic wave of his hands. "What's a rhubarb?" "Delicious is what it is. I'll cut you a small piece, okay? My dad wanted me to make sure he got a piece of this one, but you'll get the very first piece." "Okay," Emma said, acting like she was being incredibly magnanimous and doing Styles a big favor, even as she stared hungrily at the pies. Styles cut her a small piece that unfortunately came out a little mangled, as Styles had never quite mastered the technique of elegant pie serving. However, Emma didn't seem to mind all that much, because as soon as the pie touched down on the paper plate, before the filling even had a chance to start oozing out, she was shoveling it into her tiny mouth with her bare hands and running towards her mother yelling, "Mama, Style makes good pies, so I get to marry him instead of Derek!" Styles wondered if there was some sort of werewolf equivalent to catnip that he was unaware of and had somehow ended up as an ingredient in his shampoo, as he cut another large, but not too large, piece of pie for his father, who was sitting at a table near the grill, drinking a beer with Peter Hale. His progress to actually get to his father and deliver his gift of pie was somewhat hampered by still more of Derek's younger family members, not to mention a few of the older ones, who should really know better, running around at his feet. And even those in the clan still in human form were delaying his advancements by continuously stopping him to welcome him to the family, which felt very gratifying, but he was a man with pie to deliver. He thought he was in the clear when Emma, back as a wolf, but still with smears of strawberry sauce around her muzzle, and her two little brothers started playfully circling around his feet. Styles just sighed and debated calling out to Peter to manage his kids, but he was locked in conversation with his dad and decided to listen in and make sure his dad really was doing as well with everything as he said he was after the initial shock wore off. "I just wanted to say, as we do get humans marrying into the family every so often, that you seem to be one of the better adjusted soon-to-be in-laws I've seen. You've only known for a few months, yes? Usually at that point, even the ones who say they're all right with it show up to the first family gathering wearing an amusing overabundance of silver jewelry," said Peter, taking a sip of beer. Laura's fiancé's parents were also guests at the barbecue, and were definitely looking a lot less relaxed and a lot more glittery than the elder Stilinski. "First off, my kid is not getting married until he finishes college. That is a done deal. So you guys really need to hold off planning out the actual ceremony for a little while yet. And second, I'm not much of a jewelry man myself. And even if I were, I've always been told that yellow gold suits me better," Styles' dad said, glancing off to where Mark's parents were sitting stiffly together. "Yes, that would certainly work better with your coloring. But in all seriousness, it is rather heartwarming to see you so accepting of our quaint little differences." "Peter, once I got over the surprise that people like you actually existed, which admittedly did not happen overnight, my next thought was that Kate Argent had actually been telling the truth about why she tried to do what she did, and I wished I could have been able to tack on multiple hate crime charges in addition to everything else for targeting a specific group like yourselves. Sheriff, may I say once again, welcome to the family," Peter said, lifting his beer in a toast, an action Styles' dad copied just as the cubs around Styles' feet got distracted by someone turning on the sprinkler. Styles bolted forward while he had the chance. "And I present to you, pie," he said, placing the plate in front of his dad with a flourish. "What, no pie for me?" Peter asked Styles, with a look at the already rapidly shrinking piece of pie on his dad's plate. "As you neither helped wash and chop fruit, nor asked me to save you a piece, you can go to the table over there and try and get one for yourself," Styles said, gesturing back to the table, now obscured by dessert-seeking Hales. "You're a cruel one, Styles," Pete said with a laugh, before casually vaulting over the table to make a dash for the pies, leaving Styles with his dad. "So, having a good time?" Styles asked, leaning against the table. "If nothing else, I can say that werewolves definitely supply a good spread. I'm pretty sure they bought out the entire butcher departments of at least 3 stores. Of which you only ate a sensible human-sized portion and then had a salad, right?" "Well, I wouldn't want to seem like I was ungrateful for their largesse." "Next time I'm leaving a note with Mrs. Hale to make sure that you stick to salads." "Styles. Really, consider it already written." "Peter was right. You are a cruel one," his dad grumbled around the last bite of pie. "I do what I must," Styles said with faux seriousness. "However, I could be distracted long enough to let you at least attempt to get another piece of pie. If you could tell me if you've seen Derek around? I haven't seen him for, like, the last hour." His dad shot a speculative glance at the dessert table, probably thinking if he could manage to play the fragile human and cut in line. "Last I saw, he was going inside to change shirts after one of the little ones, Lily, I think, there are too many to keep track, managed to open up and upend her sippy cup on him." Yeah, all his younger cousins kind of view him as an oversized plaything. I think it's the eyebrows. So he's still inside? Haven't seen him come out. And now, if you will go be distracted looking for Derek as promised, I have somewhere I must be. Only a small piece, Styles shouted after his father's retreating form, and made his own way back to the house, passing Laura and Mark cuddling on the porch swing, utterly indifferent to his parents' discomfort. He gave them a little wave, which they ignored as well, and went inside. Derek was in his room, sitting on his bed shirtless, with the hoodie of Styles's that he had never gotten around to taking back, as well as that leather jacket laid out across his lap. You know I was right downstairs. You don't have to restrict yourself to secondhand scents while I'm here, he said, sitting down next to Derek on the bed, looping one hand behind him in half a hug and leaning against him. But you won't be here soon, so I thought I should start getting used to it, Derek said, scooching away from Styles just enough so that he was at the right angle to lay his head on Styles' shoulder. But not yet, and my school isn't that far. I mean, it's barely a 6-hour drive, and I bet if you totally abused your cop powers and drove with a siren on, you could knock a good 90 minutes off that. Even if you weren't trying to encourage improper usage of police equipment, it's still you being there and me being here. We've talked about this, though, Styles said, tightening his grip on Derek. We can do it. You can come over for weekends, 'cause you definitely have an in with getting scheduled. And I'll be back for breaks, and we'll phone and Skype and do that scent exchange mailing like Laura and Mark did, except way better because it will be us instead of them. Honestly, I am looking forward to the first time I get your underwear in the mail. If nothing else, it'll make whatever future roommates I have too afraid to go through my packages to steal your mother's cookies. Derek laughed softly, the small puff of air warm against Styles' neck. I know all of that. Maybe not how you plan to handle your roommates, but the rest. But that still doesn't mean I won't miss you. I've gotten pretty used to having you around, you know, he said, as he nuzzled against Styles' pulse point. Styles pulled back and took the hoodie and jacket off Derek's lap and tossed them to the side, leaving Derek's lap free for him to swing himself over and straddle. He wrapped his arms around Derek's neck and kissed him softly. We'll be all right. Believe me. We'll be better than all right. We're mates, and we'll be wonderful, no matter what. Okay, Derek whispered tenderly, as he wrapped his own arms around Styles and pulled him in closer for another kiss. I believe you. The end.